This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Many leaders of the world's top 20 economies at the G20 summit have voiced concern over trade tensions and the risk they pose to global growth. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
World leaders pressed the flesh in Japan on Friday, kicking off the two-day G20 summit in Osaka. But according to delegates who spoke to Reuters, G20 leaders have been unable to meet in the middle on many of the summit's key agenda items. They voiced concern over the impact of the bitter US-China trade war. The conference host, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, said trade tensions could end up being very bad for everyone. But delegates from Russia and Japan told Reuters Trump's so-called America First agenda and his administration's dislike of multilateralism are proving tricky tests for G20 solidarity.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. 10 more Democratic candidates for U.S. president, hoping to take on President Trump in the 2020 election, joined the debate held on NBC News Thursday evening. Candidates did not shy away from the topic of immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border that Trump has worked to make one of his signature policies, specifically the separation of children from their families. Here's former Vice President and candidate Joe Biden.
The idea that he's in court with his Justice Department saying children in cages do not need a bed, do not need a blanket, do not need a toothbrush. That is outrageous.
Author and candidate Marianne Williamson.
It is kidnapping, and it's extremely important for us to realize that. If you forcibly take a child from their parents' arms, you are kidnapping them.
President Trump has promised to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and has declared a national emergency over the number of people entering the U.S. This is VOA News. Senior officials from world powers and Iran are in Vienna Friday.